Ticket.
Twenty-four is our time. 24 minutes past 3 p.m. Central Daylight Time, according to the Tower of the Friendly Mercantile. The Tuner is on America's favorite radio station, Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket. Sport. Warmest greetings, Tickheads. And ticket chicks. It is Wednesday, the 24th of July. Time to heat two. Trice up. Mill about smartly throughout the premises, making certain every radio in sight is set to America's favorite station for music and news, and then doing whatever you must to ensure that this remains the case in perpetuity. This is Mike Reiner speaking to you today from the nurturing biosphere of the mothership. Alongside the Knox City Knocker, the Terlingua comic, Dean Goot.
Son of a bitch.
Ty Walker, the great beast in his natural habitat, and a dancing bear at first base. Getting things ready in there with that ticket ticker this afternoon. Hello, Ty.
Hi, Mike.
At the helm, David Mino. Hi, David.
What's up, Norm?
Becca will be along in just a bit with Trafico, Trafico. And I will be here, but right about now, it is time for us to bring in the Cobra.
Here he is, the Cobra. Here's Cobra.
So we went down to the coast with the kids over the weekend.
Mm-hmm. Only I came back and the kids did not. Because they're still
kidnapped?
Oh. They're still coasting. No, they're not kidnapped.
How long?
Just
the ransom
tomorrow.
So you have tonight to build the fort.
I might not. I may fall asleep on Central.
Well, come on, man. Let's get it turned tonight. Oh, come on, let's go.
I may fall asleep during Cowboys.
I'm telling you, man, these elongated vacations. Every day I would say to myself, all right, today's the day that I'm not going to crack my first beer at noon. And then I would...
you wind up cracking it at 10:30.
And then I would say the same thing the next day, like, all right, man. And you just kind of go at it. And it's just that's why if I ever retire down there in some coastal region,
mm-hmm.
I feel that my liver will explode by the time I'm like 65.
I was texting you on Monday at like lunch and you sounded drunk.
Let's see. Yeah.
Hello.
I was sitting on a chair next to the ocean. I was having a beer.
Is that what you got back?
Hello. Hello.
I mean, yeah, the text equivalent of hello.
But I need I was so excited to get on the plane and come back here to know that my life had returned to some sense of normalcy.
Dude, tell me about it, because structure is a must.
Yeah. And I'm with my family. I'm not out with, you know, you and big shorts and small pants and whoever else you hang out with. I'm with the family. So I got to reel it in there. I never go overboard.
You know, like... yell at your kids and
no, it's a lot of fun.
So what are you saying here?
Get real passive aggressive with your wife.
You got all kinds of structure around you.
I do, but I don't, because for them it's like they just kind of do their own thing, and then I just do my own thing.
If they're around, you got more structure with them than you do anywhere else.
No doubt, and I do have to be careful, but not that careful.
Do they know when daddy's had a couple? And if so, do they ever point it out?
Well, there is a rule that when we go down to the beach, we'll walk down there, and the first thing that they want to do is play, goof around, get in the ocean, throw the ball, throw the skip ball, the football, whatever, play paddle ball. And my thing is, I will set up everything right there on the beach, the umbrella and the chairs, and get the speaker out and the cooler and everything else. And I get to sit there. And they've known this since they were little kids, like three and four. Dad gets to sit.
Figure out and fire up the new Farm Animals album or something.
Right, right. Dad gets to sit there and chill out and drink a beer before he does anything with you.
He's got to loosen up.
Yeah.
And God, so can you imagine that Corby Wilco dad beach scene that he's got set up with his bows, blasting out a little My Morning Jacket and drinking a canned IPA.
Exactly.
That's regional specific.
Exactly. From Grayton Beach.
His wife's looking at Pinterest.
Dude, that woman plows through more books or bucks on those trips because she just sits there and reads.
That's good.
Women love that.
That's good. Good for her.
Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, she will.
She's broadening her horizons. What are you doing?
Drinking.
Listening to Farm Animals and drinking regional beers. Directional regional beers with some 18th century farmer's surname attached to it.
Uh-huh.
But I...
And then they go half-crocked to some beachside seafood place and just rifle through about 1,000 oysters.
Yeah, after daddy...
It tastes so fresh because they're right out of the ocean.
That's after dad's so had about seven of those beers.
Oh, yeah.
Seven of those 12% beers.
Uh-huh. And then they... Kids are all ragged out and tired from playing whatever the hell in the water.
Yeah, but they're wondering why the hell dad doesn't want to play with us.
Right, but then dad gets home and switches to whiskey, of course, once the kids go to sleep, and maybe a couple of little Jack and Cokes.
You missed a step.
And then he crawls in bed.
You missed one step.
What? Weed?
The torching of the Buell.
A nice glass of wine.
Yeah. Has some wine, and then moves to whisk. Kids are asleep, then he crawls in bed all salty and sandy and tries to mash it up against his wife's butt. Corby, really?
I don't know.
Go shower first, you stink.
And then he comes back and she's asleep.
Yeah.
And then rinse, wash, and repeat the next day.
Right. Maybe I'll get lucky tomorrow. Uh-huh. I don't care.
Oh, so there are actually days where you do the 12% craft beer, wine, and whiskey cycle?
Every day.
God. That's prolific.
Yeah.
All right. Well, welcome back, bro.
Yeah.
Good to have you.
Thank you.